Jars and Louis, it's the Rush Hour on 104.7 Triple M.
Crows are back in action, Jars. So too Port Adelaide. First year to four-year players are back in action. So time to check in with the man who made some giant leaps and strides late last season, Wayne Miller Jr. Junior, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thanks for having me, guys.
G'day, mate.
All right, mate, good to have you on board. I need to start first up. You've had some big, extensive off-season travels. That beard is doing plenty, mate. It is coming along nicely.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it is. It's gone. I only just started as a vet, so but I've decided to keep it a little bit. But it's definitely grown a bit.
Enjoying the work. I said to Jars the other day, you've had some of the senior boys come back and help out. I've labelled them as the toolies, like at schoolies when the old people come back. are they cramping your style?
Yeah. Nah, they're sweet. They're sweet. They come back and help us out. So no, it's good to have them back, and it just shows the younger boys that they're ready to go too. They want to come and lead us. So, but it's good to have them back. You know, it's always good. The more people training out there, it gets a bit. Now, we only got 15 or 16 so training out there, so it makes it a bit tough. But when you get more people there, it makes it a bit easier.
Now, Junior, I'm hearing very good reports that new recruit Shane McAdam is training very, very well and may even start round one next year.
Yeah, look, he's good. He's come in and, training well, which is good. And really, you know, bonding with the boys as well. Yeah. He's been good. I think he's staying with Brody Smith at the moment. Which is good. So, but yeah, he's going to be exciting, and I can't wait to see him play.
Yeah.
Well, Junior, some extensive travels. Got a few photos in front of us. Got to the Chelsea Footy Club. Yeah. Would have been amazing. Went to Paris. How's your French?
Nah, no good. No good.
Well, say something in French. Say
Yeah.
I got no idea. I was struggling over there. It was hard.
Mate, what was Chelsea like? What was it like to go and see a football club of that sort of worth and wealth?
Yeah, it was awesome to go there. We sort of was just like, what do we do? And then we decided we'd just go to Chelsea and have a look around. It was awesome. They don't look after their visitors that well, though. Their visitors' change rooms was pretty ordinary, but
so
they definitely
put
all their money into the home club, which is good.
Any close calls? You were there with Cam Ellis-Yolman and obviously Brodster. Any close shaves or kept the noses nice and clean?
We almost missed the bus on the first day, which wasn't too fun, but we were stressing out. But that's the only probably close call.
All right,
Junior, you've been back training a couple of weeks, two or three weeks now. What's been the focus so far with you boys?
I guess we're just back into it now. We're just sort of... training, I guess, we'll probably focus a little bit on our Crows ball at the moment, offense. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it hasn't been too. We haven't focused on it too much because, Pikey hasn't been. Pikey's back this week, so all the older boys. I'm sure we'll go through what we're going to focus on over the preseason when all the older boys come back.
Junior, what about you? Where do you want to improve? Is it the rig? Do you want to be able to sort of get in there, suns out, guns out, Scotty Thompson style? Or is it, what are you trying to add to your game? Because your rebounding footy and take the game on footy last year was exceptional, mate.
Yeah, look, I just want to, keep continuing. But, yeah, it's just my main focus over the preseason is probably more, with my patella tendon, it's just keeping on top of that. I didn't do much of the preseason last year because of them, but probably just strengthen up around them and just that core strength. So my core strength, which will help me play.
Very nice. And are any of the boys looking for a roast dinner? Because I know a place where they can go down there on Henley Beach. An ex-player loves to have current players around. Is that right, Jar? Get an invite out, Jar.
I haven't got him in my academy.
How can you not?
Well, I've got to reassess the academy for 2019. I haven't sat down and done that yet.
No one can even ride him for 8 seconds. He's unrideable. They can't tackle him.
I love the way he plays. Oh, I love the way Junior plays.
I'll tell you what, Junior, if Jars is not going to take you because he's got first pick here in the Rush Hour draft, I'll take you with my first pick.
Sweet, I've got him. No worries.
And I'm rocking the beard like you too, mate. So let's
you are
keep
too.
It going.
I love that.
Oh, I'm loving it, mate. Well, enjoy
all the best
off-season, mate. Keep it up. And out at Greenfields, Mick, happy day this weekend for you?
Yep. Saturday there. So I think we're there from about, there's a couple of boys there. We're spread out all over the place, but I'll be there at, I think it's 10 o'clock. We start there. We're there for a couple of hours. So, it'll be get down there and support a good cause. Should be good. Raise some money.
Well, nice one, mate. Get around and what's the song lyric? Something next week. Next week it's the fries. flipping burgers, the fries. I don't know.
Don't know.
Don't worry about me. Won't
see you, Junior.
See you later. Have a good one.
Great to talk, mate. We'll work that out. Junior, Wayne, Millera, Lewis Academy.
Oh, he's
but you didn't want him.